This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
All right, folks, I'm not... Oh, she messed that up. God. I was waiting on him to open a beer. Anyways, I'm not Johnny Cash.
Can't do nothing right.
I'm not Johnny Cash. This is MIA, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. I am here with...
Yeah. How many of those are you going to drink?
Wow. I'm here with two idiots.
That sounds like
one of them
is
named Jimmy. The other one is Mudbug. We're here at the Brand, folks, this week. Last week, we were at the table.
Yep.
This week, we're at the Brand.
The Brand.
We have...
nice place.
We have not purchased a tour bus. We actually drive independently and meet at these places.
Yes, don't I know we drive independently?
But...
I have words.
Oh, Jimmy's still crying.
It's because you live in the deep south, Conroe.
Jimmy's still crying, and he didn't even have to drive all the way to Cutting Sheep.
No, thank God.
But you know what?
It would have been another 15 minutes.
We are here at the Brand.
15.
And we're out on the patio, soaking up the heat.
It's rather nice right now, though.
It actually feels pretty good.
It
now,
feels great.
It was a little warmer earlier when the sun was, almost at its peak.
When we were recording the other show we do.
Yeah. But we're out here with a little bit of tropical lighting and neon. Let's call it tropical neon.
Tropical neon.
Tropical neon.
There's no neon out here.
There's one right there.
It's got
a palm tree and a parrot on it.
Tropical.
Bug, you need to get some pictures of all this, dude. We got to have some photos, man.
So we are out here by ourselves. Everybody else is inside.
Yeah.
Because I guess there's AC inside.
Well, I think Knott was afraid to be inside.
Well, earlier when we first got here, it was like crickets
inside. It was quiet.
It was so quiet.
So quiet.
That I could hear me walk across the floor. And I was like, I would rather us just...
I could hear me breathing.
I would rather us just record out back. That way we at least have the sound of the wind.
Exactly.
To back us up. And because if we started talking in there, we'd have dominated everyone.
That might have been a good thing.
Yep, well, maybe. But...
Because, you know, when we
probably would have livened it up.
When we start doing live shows, which is coming very soon, y'all, when we start doing live shows, you're going to get used to it because people are going to be looking at us and, you know.
They're going to be looking at you. They're going to be like, how in the hell did that guy get up on that stage?
How is that stage holding that guy?
We called ahead.
We had them reinforce it. I'm not that big, damn it.
Just reinforce this 4x8 section right here. We'll put Jimmy E and Mudbug on that 4x8
section. I will have you know.
I'm not going to break it.
That I am officially below the 325 mark.
Ooh, man, you are dropping.
I'm dropping it, dude.
You're dropping pounds like I lose money.
Almost 40. like last week.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that was, we had a good time, though, last week at the table at Madeley.
Indeed, we had a good time.
Good time with Frank. Frank was always entertaining.
Yes, he is very entertaining. He should have his own show.
He should, because dude, he's got some knowledge.
He could have a history show.
He's got some knowledge, man. He's got some.
Especially if it's about Conroe history. You want to know anything? You stop by there and ask Frank. He'll tell you.
Makes you wonder how long he's lived here.
Probably all his life. Well, he said he was.
Like, I just moved here.
We've lived here all our lives. Yeah. We don't know all the things.
He said he graduated from Oak Ridge. No.
Oh, yeah. I think he went to Oak Ridge.
He said last week, I think it was Oak Ridge.
But anyway, that was a good time. But this week, like I said, we're at the Brand. We're at 2111 Airport Road, right here in Conroe, Texas.
Great little place.
The new honky-tonk in Conroe.
I say it's
the building itself has been here forever.
Yeah.
It has been added onto and remodeled.
Don't let it fool you. I'm telling you, when you pull up front outside, you're going, this place is tiny. And you're going to go, oh, my God, I'm going to be the only person in here. And then you walk in the door, and you go, holy crap, this place is huge.
It's a totally different look. When you look at it from
it's
outside
huge,
the front,
man.
You walk in, it's a totally different look than what you're looking at outside.
And I like what they did with the porch out here. That's a nice
I'm
porch.
Just the dance floor is probably 30 by 30.
Oh, my God, at least, 30
by. I bet it's at least a, it's at least a third of the size of the inside of the bar.
Right? So, but great little place, man.
Nice on bar. It. Bunches of TVs, so plenty of stuff to look at if you don't want to look at your neighbor.
Yeah, if you want to come here and watch sports.
Well, you'll see the neighbor at the whole mirror wall over there.
So there is a mirror wall. But
so if you need to crimp yourself, you make sure you look in the mirror a lot.
If you don't want to see yourself, turn away from the mirror.
Look the other way. Because that whole wall is a mirror.
Set at one of the tables.
Or come sit on the back porch. You won't see nothing.
Especially if there ain't nobody out here. You just be out here by yourself.
It is a great place, though. I like it.
So this is where they cook at back here. Right here, there's the big outdoor kitchen.
Two big. Well, oh, my God. Is that a smoker over there?
Oh, yeah. That's a giant smoker.
So they got two pits and a giant smoker. Good Lord.
The smoker's been here forever, though.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Man, I started coming here 100 years ago when they used to use that cooker, the big smoker all the time. Well, I was just a kid when I came. I started coming
here. Because I was teenagers.
That was back when you didn't get in all that trouble that you get in now for drinking or whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody else owned it back then.
Right.
Who will not be named.
We shall not name that.
We shall not name
those people.
But those people. Man, lots of good times here. Lots of bad times, too, though. But at this building.
But anyway, so, was it Mario and Angela, right?
Mario and Angela.
And Chloe.
Chloe's manager.
Yeah, Chloe's manager, which I think is also the daughter, right?
Yeah, the daughter of Mario and Angela. And Mario and Angela
great
are
place,
the owners.
Nice people. Should come check it out. It's a great place to hang out. Come have a beer after work. Or if you want to come hang out and watch some sports on the weekend, this would be the joint.
Yeah, plenty of TVs. And I think they got about 10 or 12, I think.
Yeah, they got a bunch of them. Well, Lord, I count six right now.
Just from where you're sitting.
I'm looking at one wall, you know.
That's from where he's sitting, folks, and he's on the patio.
I can
There's
see,
no TVs on the patio, I don't see. I don't see any out
there. I can see some karate and the New England Patriots and the Texas Rangers.
I agree with that.
Sports fanatic, are you?
Hey, I love about them sports. I love sports, but I sure as heck don't love the Texas Rangers.
I love my Astros and my Texans.
But
and
they always have one up on us now because they won the World Series. So.
No.
Blah, 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 blah. Who did?
Rangers.
They've only won one.
The Strangers.
Well, yeah, I know. They finally won.
How many have
won?
Two. Hello. They still suck.
Yeah.
I agree there.
And we are officially right now, we're 1.5 games in first place.
Yeah.
In the AL West.
And you see how far back the Rangers are.
Yep. Anyway,
man,
there you go.
That's actually amazing considering how the Astros started the year because I was like.
Oh, I was worried.
I got to where I quit watching because I was like, oh, my God.
But they do this.
It must be my fault.
They do this every year. They do this every year. They start out really slow. You know, and then we had a ton of injuries. And then usually you can say, okay, well, they start the first, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of the year and they're really slow. And then they kick it into high gear. And usually around the All-Star break, they just go bonkers. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
They did this year
And
as
this
well.
Year, they just kind of they just kept going. Oh, my God, this is really getting bad.
Oh, no,
and All-Star break, they were started rocking.
No, they were slow until, like, the last couple weeks before the All-Star break. Yeah. Then they took off, and then the All-Star break happened. And then they come back, and they were, you know, they were doing decent. But, you know.
And then they went, like, a 4-10 streak or whatever, and then. Now after. They've won like 8 or 9 in a row.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
So
after.
As the recording of this particular.
Yeah. So I'm sure
episode.
all our MIA listeners that aren't exactly Astros fans or Texans fans are really enjoying that conversation.
All of you, all of you folks in Ohio.
Yeah, all our Ohio, bad. Pennsylvania. You know.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, all our listeners, like in Germany and Australia, I wonder what they think when we start talking
They're thinking, would you please bring back the World Football League?
Well, I know Jeremy listens, and he's a sports fan. So. Well,
Where's he at?
He's in Ohio, right?
He lives up north somewhere now, Michigan or something.
Michigan. Is it Michigan or Ohio?
I think it's Michigan. Jeff was just telling me the other day. I don't remember now.
I can't remember.
I don't remember. I was going to make
Jeremy.
Fun of him.
He'll be down here for
Hi,
the
Jeremy.
Fans. He'll be here for the fans football draft. Be ready, Jeremy.
Yeah, he'll be here. Yeah.
I just want to know what the Cleveland Browns did with all those picks that Kevin Costner got that new draft day. I want to know what happened to him. What happened to Ray Jennings and you know and all those yeah. Anyway, I just watched that movie again the other night.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while, so
I love that movie.
I don't retain some of that information. Oh, cool. Did you mention movies because you want to talk about movies? Is that
yeah,
what
sure,
was?
Come on.
Oh. No, I really haven't seen anything interesting lately, honestly.
I've been watching a lot
of... Mudbug's like, oh, God.
I watched... So Apple... is it Apple TV? Apple TV has been pushing this new Matt Damon and Casey Affleck movie called The Instigators.
They've been pushing it hard.
Yeah, well, they've been pushing it pretty hard. You know, the new Matt Damon and Casey Affleck show, The Instigators, is the movie.
Okay.
Only on Apple TV. So I broke down and watched it last weekend, this past weekend.
So you can afford Apple TV?
It was one of those things that I canceled the subscription, and they said, please don't cancel us. We will give you the subscription for like 5 months for 99 cents a month. And I went, okay, yeah, I'll keep it for 99 cents a month. Yeah. I did that for like,
Every time you cancel, instead of
downloading like Rocket Money or whatever that is, that, you know, that app that they do that they don't pay us any money, so I'm not going to mention them anymore.
Yep.
But I went. I decided to go through and see what subscriptions I have, what I'm paying for, and holy shit!
Holy shit! I was paying for a buttload
of freaking subscriptions. I had no idea.
Hello, over here.
I canceled
the same
them. Yeah. I canceled Apple TV. I canceled Disney Plus. I canceled Hulu. I canceled.
Dude's like, wait, I like Hulu.
Do you have Prime?
I keep Prime.
I do too.
Because we buy a lot of stuff on Amazon. So when we do a lot of stuff Amazon. With.
Yeah, we got to keep Prime. Delivery drivers in business.
Yeah, well, and we do a lot of stuff with Whole Paycheck, Whole Foods Market. We call it Whole Paycheck.
It takes your whole paycheck.
Because it's very expensive.
Yeah.
But
it ain't cheap.
Folks. We do stuff with them, you know, and so. You get free delivery if you're Prime, so it saves
money.
I'm telling
you, I have all of them that you can imagine. I just found that out the other day.
Promise you, I went through and did that, and probably five different subscriptions did that. Said, please don't cancel us. We'll give you the subscription for 99 cents a month for the next 5 months if you'll keep us. And then we'll go back. And then you can cancel if you want to and go back to regular price. I'm thinking, okay, I'll do that. Yeah. And when the 5 months go, I'm going to cancel again. You're probably going to make me an offer again. And anyway, so... But yeah, anyway, so I watched the movie.
That's one of them digital hacks there.
Right,
folks,
exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I end up saving myself about $65 a month just by canceling subscriptions that I didn't realize I was paying for.
I only have two.
Man, I've
got... Holy shit
balls, I have like 10.
I have Prime because...
I even have Peacock.
I don't even have the upgrade, though. I just have like the free shipping Prime, you know, get that, and you just get the basic movies or whatever.
Yeah, that's Prime Video.
I just hit myself in the headphones.
I saw that. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
I wanted to do that.
And I have Netflix.
You're talking $30 right there.
Well, I'm just saying I got Netflix, but I got the...
Because Netflix is what, $17 now, right?
Yeah, like 20. It's like almost $20
now. Crazy, man.
And then Prime, whatever it is now. But you know what? I buy a lot of stuff from Amazon.
We do too.
Because I have like all my projects going on at the ranch, right?
So, right, yeah.
So I can sit at the house and go, you know what? I really need to buy this, and I can order
it. Click it and go.
I can order it from Amazon, and then I can go to work the next morning. And then a lot of the times when I get home the next day,
it's sitting there.
I don't have to go to Home Depot.
Well, you know what's crazy is I know
that. Did I say Home Depot twice?
You can buy. You can buy stuff on Amazon. And then still return that damn thing as long as 2 years later, up to 2 years later, can still return that.
Really?
Yeah.
I never tried that.
With it.
I think he's down by
your arm there, bro.
I did have a problem recently.
He's on me, though?
Oh, okay. I don't think he's on you.
I don't want
you.
That thing to fucking sting me.
He said...
We got a rogue wasp, folks.
That's not a wasp. That's a bee. Not a bumblebee. It's a... What's those big ones?
Bumblebee.
Maybe it is a bumblebee. Anyway, so I watched this movie. I said all that to say I watched this movie called The Instigators. And I'll give it a meh.
I don't know. I'm waiting on.
Give it a one thumbs up.
The new coming out. I don't remember when it's coming out. I'm waiting on it. I don't know what freaking streaming platform it's coming out on. But it's the new Chris Pine and... Millie Bobby Brown, whatever.
Chris Pine.
This is what I said, ain't it?
You said Pine.
Oh, but not John Prine. Chris Pine. Millie Bobby Brown. And it's called Electric State.
Electric, yeah.
And I'm kind of wanting to see that because that's put on by the brothers. Oh, my God, I just lost the name of the brothers in my head. It's a produced, directed, whatever.
I saw the preview, brothers, but I don't remember who it was.
Anyway, so that's out of my head.
Coen Brothers? No, it's not the Coens, it's right?
It's the guys that, yeah. Anyways, I'm waiting on that because it looks interesting. It's sci-fi, okay. Futuristic sci-fi kind of weirdness, and it's supposed to be...
What, the Matrix folks, right?
Super, no, super...
Because they're not brothers anymore.
Just saying. Super awesome. Anyway, it's supposed to be super awesome. Yeah, they got like a $300 million budget.
Really?
Yeah, some craziness like that.
I told you I watched Horizon, right? Kevin Costner's first
flick. I think you mentioned that last week.
I watched episode one, and it was okay-ish. And I was talking to my son-in-law about it because he and I are both the same. We wanted to see it, you know.
I heard a lot of people were put off by
so
it.
So the ending of the movie was the... It was...
It's not the end of the movie.
It was kind of disappointing because of the last few minutes of it. It was kind of like a fast forward of what's coming for the next movie. I'm going, why can't we just, you know, end on a point, you know, and just... And I get it. He's setting you up for what's coming next, right? But some of the most interesting stuff happened in the last 2 minutes, and you're just seeing the fast forward of it.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be cool.
So now I've got to see episode two, the second one.
Well, isn't this a four-part, right?
It was going to be. I don't know if it still is. It was going to be a four-part movie.
Well, I think the only way it's not going to be four parts is if they decide that...
Well, he's already filmed the first two.
Right, but I think the only way it's going to be not four is if they don't give him any money to do the next two.
He spent $35 million of his own money first two.
Right. Well, you know, it's rich people problems.
And
man.
I think the movie lost it lost money. I know that.
It lost money on opening. Now, Deadpool, which I haven't seen yet.
$1 billion.
I think it's 1.4 as of last hour.
It is the highest grossing Marvel movie ever.
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah,
and it's R-rated.
Yeah, R-rated.
That should tell you something.
R-rated. People are tired of cheese and corn.
If you're tired of cheese and corn, you shouldn't watch anything with Ryan Reynolds in it.
No. What I'm saying is the bullness. The it's just the same crap.
I know. You see one superhero movie, you've seen them all.
Every single one of them. It's like.
I have to admit, Deadpool 1, I loved it. Deadpool 2, I'm going,
not
it was kind
so
of
much.
A stretch, you know, blah, blah. But now I want to see this one with Hugh Jackman.
I'm going to watch it. I've loved Deadpool forever. I was a comic book fan. So Deadpool was definitely one of those guys, you know. You're like, I can root for him.
Kind of like when Spawn came out. I was real disappointed with that.
The movie sucked.
The movie was horrible.
And that was all Todd's fault. Todd, you're a great artist, but you're... Terrible director/movie maker.
God. Yeah, don't let that man direct any more movies. Yeah. Thank you.
I think he wrote the movie, and that was a lot of the problem. Spawn, I loved the comic book. I loved the story. That was great stuff. Deadpool, great stuff. The movies, I love part one. Part two, not as much.
It was okay. It was still good.
But it's still great. Or, you know, not great, but still damn good movie. I'm ready to watch part three. But I'm not a person that's going to the theater to watch it.
Oh, God,
so
no.
I'll wait for Ryan to send me my copy in the mail. I mean, I know it's on the way. It just got lost. I mean, he didn't use Amazon.
I was kind of interested to see how he was going to fit all this together. And it's kind of cool that he had cameos with all these people, you know, Wesley Snipes as Blade,
and now they're
Jeff
talking
Agar
about
as Elektra.
And now they're talking about Wesley's going to do another Blade movie.
Going to do another Blade movie,
part four.
I wouldn't doubt it. None.
I saw some guy. I didn't read the article, so you know, I just saw the headline.
Right.
So, but it could have been BS, folks. So don't listen to me. But you know how I am. I can't read the whole article. They get boring and start talking about stupid. Yeah, they start doing that. It gets very annoying.
Yeah. But hey, okay, so. Onto series, have you guys heard of the Umbrella Academy?
Yes.
I have.
I've watched it. I've watched some of it, not all of it
season four, the final season came out.
Yeah, I'm not
on
that
one yet. There's only six episodes this time. My wife and I love that show. Love this series.
Yeah, I'm on the third season right now.
Well, we watched in 2 days. we watched all six of them. We couldn't stop.
Didn't get it was shit that done good. Because
we didn't get crap both. Done, man. Your kids all are right, going.
I guess I'll start it back up.
We're watching it. So
I got bored. I don't remember at what point, but I got bored in Umbrella Academy in the first season.
I was going to say
midway through. Well, you didn't hang on long enough.
It was sometime towards
the first three episodes were pretty.
I think say it's the first half of the season, and then it starts picking up.
So that's really probably good. That's probably when I got bored. Because I will do that.
And it goes off.
If it doesn't catch me and keep me going, then I'm going to be done. And of course, I like stuff that keeps going. You know what I mean? So, and I like to be able to watch it. I don't want to have to wait too long to see it. You know, like Stranger Things Part 5 or Season 5.
You know, I've watched maybe a half of one episode of Stranger Things, and I didn't get into it.
It's different.
Again, it's
different.
Probably one of those things that if I'd have stayed with the episode and just stuck with it and watched a couple of them, I would have gotten into it. I did the same thing with Walking Dead. I didn't care for it. I watched two episodes, couldn't get into it.
I liked Walking Dead for about four seasons, I think, and then I was sick and tired of the same shit over and over. People being stupid, and then all of a sudden, ouch, that wasp
that?
Came back.
That's not a wasp, is it?
Some kind of giant beetle. All of a sudden, some giant knocked over my microphone.
Oh, my God! But over the show. Hey, I'm the Beatles.
Yeah, them series, you know, they start to bore me, or all of a sudden they just get really stupid.
Right,
and I'm like, man, I can't keep watching them do the same thing over and over and over. And,
yeah,
you know, it's supposed to, you know, new season, new exciting shit, and it's the same shit, only with different characters. You know, kind of like Lost, that movie, that damn TV series Lost.
That was one that I watched probably three seasons of it. And I went, they are making this crap up as they go along. And I realized, of course they are.
J.J. Abrams.
It really felt like they were making it up as they went along.
Well, J.J. I think quit writing after a while.
Well,
I don't remember what point, but yeah. But
one of my daughters is a huge, loved Alias.
Alias,
that was
J.J.
Abrams,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And man, I watched some of that with her, and she was just so into it. And I'm going, oh my God, he's just pulling this shit out of his back pocket.
It's just, I hate it when they get stupid, yeah. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
All right, so, Bug, do you have a movie you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. It sounded like that
the
show.
Only
did
thing
you watch
I watched
that show, Fringe? You remember that Fringe? It was on Fox, I think. It was kind of like an X-Files type-ish show.
I probably did then.
And then they just kind of jumped the shark. You know what I mean by jump the shark, right? You know where that term came from, by the way, right? Jump the shark is whenever it just took it too far. All right. You know that term actually comes from the show Happy Days?
Okay.
When they had the Fonz surfing in the ocean and he jumps over a shark on a surfboard. And that's where the term came from.
Did he have his leather jacket on?
Yeah, I think he was surfing with his shorts on and a leather jacket.
Probably.
And that's what they call jumping the shark. They went, the series has gone on too long. It needs to cancel.
Yeah, it's over.
That's called jumping the shark. Anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, so now you know. I actually never heard the term. So,
anyway. Holy poo-poo. I taught you something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, where are we?
We're at the brand.
We're at the brand.
We are at the brand. And I was going to tell you, the only movie I've watched lately that is even remotely entertaining was a movie called Nowhere. It was on Netflix. It's about... I'm not sure exactly why these people are leaving this country, but man and woman, she's pregnant, and I guess they're killing all the pregnant women in this country wherever she's living. That's the only thing I gathered from that part of it. Anyway, she ends up, trying to get out of the country. They're trying to get out. Ends up separated. Ends up, you know, with a bunch of other people in a shipping container.
Yeah.
You know, on the back of an 18-wheeler. They get wherever they're going. Everybody gets killed except her, because she was hiding on top of a crate.
Holy crap.
Or something. Murdered and like drug out and put in the, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So then they put the shipping container on a ship.
Yeah.
And it's in the ocean. I think they're trying to get to like Ireland or wherever. Well, a storm comes up, blah, blah, blah. Bunch of shipping containers go overboard.
Yeah.
And a bunch of the shipping containers still had some of these, immigrants, whatever you want to call it.
Right, yeah.
Refugee people or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they sink because there's so many bullet holes in them.
Oh, my God.
Hers had bullet holes in it, but she, you know, had to, she goes through all this stuff. She's on this damn shipping container by herself. She ends up having the baby in a shipping container.
Yeah.
And then she's trapped in the middle of the ocean on a shipping container.
Oh, my God.
And it's just, it gets really crazy, stupid, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, it was the only thing I saw that was different, you know.
Wow.
And originally, I wouldn't watch it because it kept popping up for about 3 months, and I was like, finally, I got bored enough. I pushed play and I watched it. You know, it was okay.
It was just okay.
It was okay. Wow. It wasn't great. Didn't suck, but it wasn't what I expected. But actually, it probably was. It was better than I expected it to be. Because I really thought it was just going to really suck. But
yeah.
We're going to have to take a break real quick because we got to come back and talk about some music.
Yeah, because Bug's been kind of
and. We've already proved we're idiots and we're drinking alcohol. So
right.
We do have to get onto the music part of this whole podcast.
All right.
So we're going to take a quick break. I got to go get another beer.
Okay, then.
All right. So play a commercial real quick.
Okay, commercial. Here you
go. You
know,
them people that are paying us $1 million. All right, skip that one and play the next one then.
Once it gave us a dollar.
All right, folks.
We'll be back in a minute. Hey, y'all, Texas Radio 1 really could use your support to continue bringing you great programming like Trace Beardo's and some new things we have in the works. So if you'd like to help us out, go to TexasRadio1.com. On the homepage, click on the donate button. Every dollar helps. As little as $1 would be great. It helps to offset some of the costs that it takes to run a radio station. So if you'd like to help out and want to support Texas Radio 1 and continue hearing great programming like Trace Beardo's and the great 24-hour-a-day country music that we play, then please do that for us. We appreciate it. TexasRadio1.com. We really do play the best country in Texas, and we want to continue doing so. We appreciate your support. Hey, y'all, this is Jimmy. Have you checked out the Trace Beardo show yet? Well, why not? Take a listen to this.
We're going to try Will Carter again. This time he doesn't answer. We're leaving a voicemail.
I still feel like we're prank calling Will Carter. And we're whispering it. Will Carter, let's see if he's got everybody.
We should do that. We should prank call.
It's a new
we're
thing.
We're going to start doing it now.
We're going to start prank calling all of our Texas.
You have no idea how many phone numbers I have.
You just opened up a can of worms, man.
Dude, it's really good. And we're going to start leaving voicemails on every one of them.
You have no idea how many phone numbers I have in my phone.
See? But now we have...
Texas country artists from all over.
Here we are on the air.
Hey, Will, I'm not available right now, but leave me a message or shoot me a text. I'll be right back with you. Thanks.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Will.
This is Texas Radio 1. Trace Beardo's. We're calling you, sir.
You were supposed to answer the phone, Will. This is not a very good
twice,
interview.
Will.
Perfect time between 3 and 4.
Wait, this is Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is part of the show
this
right
is part
here.
Of the show.
You're on air right now.
I'm not Johnny Cash.
I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Mudbug.
Yeah. And this guy listening is
Will Carter.
Will Carter.
From the Will Carter Band.
Will Carter.
All right.
So do yourself a favor and check out the Trace Beardo Show. For more information on air times, go to TexasRadio1.com. Click on the Trace Beardo's link. I guarantee it, you won't regret it.
Howdy, folks. I'm not Johnny Cash.
Yes, he is.
This is MIA.
Yes, it is.
We're done with the movie part of Idiots and Alcohol.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe. We are going to try to conversate about some music.
Okay, let's
because this is MIA, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. I am here with Jimmy E. and Mudbug. We are at the Brand, folks.
I am still here.
We're at the Brand.
I am Jimmy. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
We are at the Brand in Conroe.
In Conroe.
At 2111 Airport Road.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. 2111 Airport Road.
Should we let people know about the Jeff Canada thing if they want to enter the contest?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Okay, so here's the deal, folks. We haven't let you know on the MIA show yet.
Not yet.
But on September 1st, right here in the Woodlands, well, not right here in the Woodlands, but in the Woodlands at Do-Si-Do.
That's called South Conroe.
At Do-Si-Do's Big Barn. Up on 1945 on I-45.
1945.
Do-Si-Do's Big Barn on September 1st. Jeff Canada is having his birthday bash. He will be playing along with several other artists, and it is a listening room. We are giving away two tickets to the show.
Two tickets.
So here's what we want you to do. If you are interested and want to go to the show, we have two tickets that we will pile you into a bucket and draw the winner.
Right.
Before the show. Sometime before the show. We haven't decided what day yet.
We have to announce it next week.
In order to enter.
Yep.
You have to text, "Happy Birthday, Jeff." Happy Birthday, Jeff.
Where were they texting
to? 936-333-1843. Again, that is Happy Birthday, Jeff.
Happy Birthday, Jeff.
To 936-333-1843. And remember, when you get to the show, you got to let them know that MIA sent you. The Music Idiots and Alcohol guys, the guys from Texas Radio 1.
Texas Radio 1. The three beards of Texas Radio 1.
Yeah, the three beards of Texas Radio 1. Right on. From MIA. That's a lot of stuff going on.
I know, it's a lot of stuff. But anyway, there you go.
All right, Jimmy E., take her away. You got something you want to talk about.
I got something. So we want to talk about music, right? Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen.
The man. R.I.P. Not only was he a great guitar player, but he was also a car aficionado.
Aficionado.
So you want me to give you a...
Are they fixing to sell his cars?
A preview of some of his... Probably so.
Yeah,
we'll give you a preview of some of his best vehicles. You ready?
Sure.
A 1956 Chevrolet Impala.
Impala.
All right.
56.
It's a Pro Street. So it is a Pro Street. So it's got the big white... Oh, it's a good-looking car. God dang, it's a good-looking car. 1956 Chevrolet. A 1993 Chevrolet C1500 Silverado, the Van Hauler. So it is painted the same as what Eddie's guitar was. So it has all the white lines and the black lines and stuff in it. See it in my turn?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
That's cool, man.
Okay, that's crazy. Yeah.
It's got the centerline wheels on it and all that kind of good shit. And it actually has Eddie Van Halen's signature.
I was going to say, what he should have done was autographed all his vehicles.
On the glove board, the glove box.
The glove board?
The glove board box. Glove board. Thing.
On the surfboard in the box.
On the surfboard.
In the back of the truck.
He also, Oh my God. 1956 Chevy Nomad.
Oh, a Nomad.
The two-door wagon. Yeah. Man, I love those things.
Oh, and that one's baby blue. God,
man, that's a good-looking one. That was the same color as the one Pop had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and then he had a...
How many cars did he have?
I don't know.
This is a long list.
He had a Lamborghini Miari.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
I don't care about that Italian piece of crap.
Ferrari.
I want another freaking Ferrari 550. Uh-huh. Who cares? A Porsche 911 Turbo.
That's awesome.
That's okay.
That's my favorite car.
Anyway, so there you go. That was the top five.
He probably had about 300 cars in his life.
Well, probably like... Jay Leno's got what, you know, I don't know. Jay Leno's got it.
Yeah, but I think he still owns all the cars he ever owned.
Who? Jay Leno?
Jay Leno, yeah.
Probably, yeah. He's got a ton of.
He probably still has the car he got when he was like 15. And it's probably still in pristine condition.
Tim Allen's a big car collector, too. Mm. Okay, I'm sorry, Bug. We bored you. You don't even know who those people are.
I do.
Did I tell you the time that I got to see Tim Allen?
That was what a musician owned.
Did you guys go to see Tim Allen at the comedy at the Spellbinders in Houston with me that time?
No,
I did not.
I thought we were all working at Don McGill Toyota. Plug, this segment brought to you by Don McGill Toyota in Houston, Texas.
Don McGill Toyota.
I remember I worked there.
We broke a bunch of sales records or something for the parts department that year. And so the parts manager... who shall remain nameless at this point.
R.I.P.
But we all knew he... Yeah. No, he's still alive.
No, he's not.
What?
Don McGill?
Hold on.
Ron Ward died.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's why I said R.I.P. I've got mad respect for Ron. I love Ron Ward. I love Tim. He's
when
a good
did
guy,
that happen?
It's a few years ago now.
Probably two years ago.
God dang, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyway, so he took us... It was kind of...
We just freaked Jimmy out. He just lost.
I seriously figured you knew.
So he took us all out to Spellbinders in Houston, off of I-10. I think it was I-10.
I mean, you know what? I could have went. Man. Maybe I drank.
We were going for. It was a comedy show, right? And we were on the freaking front row at the table, right in the front. And the stand-up comedian that night was a comedian that was on his first big tour. And it was called, oh my God, what the hell was the name of the tour now? I just went blank. But anyway, it was Tim Allen.
I believe I was at that.
Yeah.
Because so, that was back in the early 90s.
And yes, so before was, he had his sitcom. And he was still just doing stand-up.
It was in the early 90s.
Right.
I didn't work at that.
And I was working there, so.
Yeah,
where were you? Were you even working?
I was in the music industry.
Oh, that's right. You were still working music
industry. He was there when I first started Don McGill, and then he left, and I was still there.
So, I think you did. I think you did go, Bug, because we were. Took the whole group.
I worked at McGill for 11 years.
Because Tim went. I believe Tim Dillard went with us, and
yes,
that was the whole group.
Tim Dillard and Tammy, his sister,
And we sat there on the front row, man. And God, what was the name of that dang tour? Men or Pigs.
Oh, probably
Men or Pigs. That was his Men or Pigs tour, the one that made him famous.
Yep. So I left. I left Toyota World. I left Toyota World. When I was
rewire it.
When I was not 19. Just turned 20. Because it was right after I got married.
Yeah.
I went into the music industry, and I did not leave the music industry until I turned 30. So.
I thought you worked. No, so I know you worked. I know, but
I went back. I went back to Toyota after I left music.
I started there when I was 18, and I didn't leave there until I was 28. So
yeah, and then you went over to
that's a little Eldridge right? History for you folks right there, in our Toyota parts world.
Because at one time, there was an Eldridge at almost all of the major Toyota dealerships in the Houston area.
In the Houston area,
in the parts department.
Yes,
I was at McGill. You were at Myers.
You were at McGill. I was at Myers.
Jeff was at Gulf Freeway.
Mike Calvert or Jay Marks?
But man, it depends on what year, because I don't know. I worked Sunbelt,
and
Sterling McCall.
And Pop started out there at Fort Bend before Sean went out there. Then Pops was out there at Fort Bend when I worked with him at Sunbelt. But
And then Tammy was working at a body shop somewhere.
Right here in Conroe.
Showcase.
Showcasing.
Hello, man. Steve.
Yep.
If you're listening. Anyway, so there you go.
That's interrupted my music world. I left the music world and went back to Toyota. I stayed in music world for about another 6 years, and then I gave that up. But music world was a lot more fun.
Actually, so y'all know. Actually, when he left the music world, he came back and worked at Don McGill.
Yep.
Because he's working with me at Don McGill.
That's right.
Because I was still there.
Man, I did not know that about
I worked
Ron,
Halloween
I had
night.
No idea. Mm-hmm.
Because his show at the Woodlands
Pavilion, and his brother actually, short after that, messaged me after that, and he's messaged me on Facebook a few times. I'm friends with his brother on Facebook.
Well, poopy sticks.
But yeah, even though he was a crazy old man, but
I remember
I have a lot of respect.
Ever,
Ron Ward did a lot of things for me in the business world.
Ron was the manager, and I was the assistant manager for a long time. I was there a long time. He and I worked together for good Lord 10 years.
Yeah. Because when you left, I became his assistant manager.
So one day, and so there was a lot of times when Ron would call me. He'd go, "Hey, I'm not going to come in today." So Keenan, not a problem. And he would do. He called me one time. Says, "Hey, we need to let so and so go."
Yeah, I'm not coming to work, so you need to fire me.
I said, "Okay." He said, "Well, I'm not going to come in today, so I need you to handle it. You need me to do what?"
Yeah,
you I need you to fire so and so. Okay, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I can't do it. I can't fire somebody and keep a straight face. I can't do it.
I don't even know.
So
I don't, it's sad.
I don't know how we're going to get by without you, but we're starting tomorrow.
I don't know why I have to let you go, but.
But here we go.
You're gone.
But I remember one time he called me. He called me. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. He called me at home. He goes, "Jimmy, this is Ron." I said, "Yeah, Ron, what's up, buddy?" He goes, "I'm just going to let you know that I'm not going to be there today. This is a Monday morning. I'm not going to be there today." I said, "Oh, are you still?" Because I know he went on a trip to the Bahamas or something. I don't know. They were on some kind of a parts manager's trip.
Someplace Toyota sent him, yeah.
And so I knew that he was out like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to be back Monday, you know. He called me early Monday morning. "I'm not going to be there." Okay, not a problem. He goes, "Well, matter of fact, I'm not going to be there this week. I'm going to go ahead and take the week off." I said, "Okay. Not a problem. We'll get it handled." He goes, "And just to let you know, I got married." I said, "You did what?" I got married.
Okay. Got married this past weekend.
I'm going to go on my honeymoon.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what he did. He got married while he was on a company trip sponsored by Toyota. Got married.
They paid for it.
And then stayed on the honeymoon at the same place. Yeah, so anyway, I don't think that marriage lasted very long, but
it didn't.
I don't remember what her name was. She's a nice lady, but
she was the redhead. His redhead ex-wife.
Yeah, I think so. That was one. Yeah,
I can't remember her name either, but I remember. But
he was sometimes he was a hoot to work for, and there were times I just wanted to strangle him.
Yep, I agree.
And the parties out of his farm, it was really cool.
I did enjoy the parties at the farm.
Those parties were awesome, man. It was a lot of fun.
He had a great place out there. Anyway, so yeah, I apologize.
No, it's okay. I remember calling him once and telling him I wasn't coming to work because of the weather. And,
yeah.
And, I lived in Conroe. And,
right.
Don McGill's all the way down there, I-10 Southwest Houston. He's like, well, Sean, I know about where you live. He goes, but the weather's really nice here. And I said, yeah, it's really nice here, too. I'm going to play golf.
I called him one time.
I went to Texas National and played around the golf. I was like,
he would do that to me all the time. He'd go, I'm not coming in today. I'm going to go play golf. So I called him. And I said, hey, Ron, I'll let you know I'm not coming in today. He goes, really? What's up? I said, I feel too good. I'm going to go play some golf. He goes, all right, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, Ron's one of those people that called it anal glycoma. He's like,
I can't see my ass coming to work today.
I got a little anal glycoma going on. I can't see my ass coming to work today. So
he and I had some good times, and we had some not so good times. Yeah,
y'all had some brawls, too. I remember that.
Yeah, but, I don't have no music to go along with any of those stories.
Rest in peace, Ron. I had no idea. I had no clue.
It kind of reminds me of this song.
Yeah.
Remember this song? Oh, no, that's a story. It was the best of times. It was the worst
of times. Ron and I really didn't have any problems until we hired a certain individual that came to work there and caused a lot of problems.
Wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you.
No, I know who you're talking about.
We're going to leave his name. We will say his name off of air.
I already know who that is.
Well, I'll be happy to mention his name.
The initials are RG.
I'll be happy to mention his name because he irritated every living shit out of me.
He didn't like me. He didn't
What's
like
that?
Me. Yeah, that guy, he irritated.
You're talking about Ramon Garcia?
Yeah. Romero Garcia.
Yeah. If you're listening, you suck.
Yeah. He was a pain in the ass, but
oh my God.
There goes another listener.
Yeah, I know. He was always starting some kind of shit.
So
anyway, yeah, there you go.
I guess we can thanks Toyota.
Thanks, Toyota.
We appreciate the dollars that you sent us.
This segment brought to you by Don Miguel Toyota. Alpha I-10 between Derry Ashford
or by Toyota in general.
Or just Toyota in general.
The check didn't come from Don McGill.
What's that? Oh, I guess it did.
What's that? Yeah. What came from Don McGill?
The check. The advertising check?
Oh, yeah.
Did it come from Toyota or did it come from Don McGill Toyota?
I don't know. Don McGill probably. I mean, good Lord, I've worked for almost all of them.
all of them in the greater Houston area.
The only one I didn't work for was Joe Myers.
Yeah.
But they tried to get me to come work for them, and I
worked for him.
I was
Bug worked for him, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, Bug was working there whenever they called me, saying, "Hey, we really want you."
We called to because Tim was asking me about it. Actually, speaking of Tim, he just texted me on my phone on my Facebook.
Way.
Yeah, because we talked Joe Myers.
Yeah,
because he retired from being manager. He's retired now.
Is he?
But he travels around with his buddies and does whatever he wants, basically. But yeah, Tim, he worked there forever.
Yeah,
but at Joe Myers it is.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, Toyota, send us another check, and we'll talk tomorrow.
But I only worked at three. I only worked at Don McGill, Myers, and Tejas briefly.
I could list them, and it would take us a little while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot I worked at Sunbelt.
Because I followed Pop around.
Well, I worked at Sunbelt first when I just got a driver's license. I was 16.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was it.
Music idiots.
Music idiots. Alcohol.
And alcohol. Hey, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I don't know.
So, George Strait's not playing in Huntsville, Texas.
He is playing Huntsville.
He is playing Huntsville.
He is in Huntsville.
Huntsville.
We proved that earlier than the other broadcast. So, George Strait's got a big show coming up. Well, because George Strait retired, folks.
Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Huntsville, Alabama.
He kind of does what he wants.
Yeah, now he just does what he feels like doing.
Yeah.
And evidently he feels like playing in Huntsville, Alabama.
Well, it's kind of like Garth's doing that, too. He just kind of plays when he wants, where he wants, and does what he wants. And
it sure as heck ain't going to be the Grand Ole
Opry. It kind of reminds me of the MIA podcast. We just do how we want to do it.
Music idiots and alcohol, and we're going to talk about movies.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, maybe we should rethink the name of this.
We've said it several times.
I don't know.
I think you need to put this the little squared thing. M squared.
M squared IA.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to leave work out of it, though.
Yeah. I do know that we have.
Ouch.
I have loaded a ton of new music over the last 3 weeks, man.
You know, I did want to mention that. There's so much new music loaded that I haven't even had a chance to listen to it.
It's crazy, man. It's so many. And a lot of really, really good songs, man.
Wow. And I have not even heard all of them yet.
Yeah, on Texas Radio 1?
Yeah, we loaded a bunch of them on Texas Radio 1.
Yeah, Texas Radio 1.
Over the last 3 weeks. I know, like, 3 weeks ago, I must have loaded 30 songs?
I think it was 36 songs, because I had to go through and try to program all of them.
Like 30. And then the next week, it was another 25 or so. And then I'm just off the cuff just the other night, deciding, and I was going through and saying, man, I'm checking my emails.
All these people keep sending us music, and we're like,
15 more. I went, good Lord.
And it really creates a problem for the way I have, rotation set up. For our music rotation.
So I'm making problems for the programmer.
Once a week is cool. Once a week is cool. But when it's once a week and it's 40 songs, that doesn't fit into our way of doing business, folks. So so it does make it a little complicated.
Is that what this is? Is this business?
Yeah, well, it's a non-profit.
What you
okay?
got?
It's a non-profit.
That's for damn sure.
Well, it's definitely non-profitable.
Yeah, it's non-profit.
But it is an entertainment business.
I think I told that. So I think I told that to Linda from Texas Country Music Association. I think, girl, we don't do this for the money, because if we were in it for the money, we'd have left a long time ago.
So we would have already quit.
Yeah. No, we're a nonprofit. You know, I've actually thought about filing a 501c3. Yeah, whatever
it's nonprofit thing. Know?
But I'm like, I decided that if we're going to do that, we got to hire a lawyer.
We'd have to be educational. Are we educational? Yeah, be educational.
Music is educational.
Well, and then we talk about movies, and we talk about Conroe.
And history.
We're educational,
our
damn
history.
It. We're educational.
Our history, Conroe history.
Hey, and our history is pretty damn cool. It's interesting.
We could be interesting history. Maybe not. But either way.
I kind of like it, because it's our history, so... Yeah. Other people don't have to.
Yeah, they probably
I like
won't.
Our history.
Well,
I
do too.
I mean, some of it I wish I hadn't done that. But you know,
either way,
I really wish I hadn't ran into them seven trees.
No, it wasn't seven.
It was two.
It was five.
Oh,
it was five.
Five.
Bounced off the first tree and landed between the two.
It was a two in the middle on the passenger door, the driver's door that did me in.
Yeah.
Bounced off the first tree and landed between the two.
No, I put that thing right in between those. Tree in the front, tree in the back, three on the side.
Yeah, cut tree down to get it out.
Three on the side is what did me in. I slid that sucker
anyway. Totaled that Monte Carlo.
Practicing his parallel parking.
And still drove it for another 9 months. Totaled it and drove it for another 9 months.
Yeah.
And then I sold it to somebody else, right? And he fixed it. And then he totaled it.
I don't know how he fixed it, because that car was junk.
But it was a total vehicle when I bought it.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. But
yeah, the front clip, they had replaced the front clip on it.
That's when you end up getting the truck and put that lifter rear end on it.
No, I had the truck back.
The truck.
I had the truck for a long time.
So, folks, for you folks that are listening to this episode of MIA, this is so that you have some background on us.
We're so damn redneck.
Giving us. So that y'all can give a shit when you see us in public. You know, you have something on us. Because Jimmy doesn't.
What?
Jimmy hangs out at home.
Yeah,
he gets out about once a week, and that's when we do this.
Pretty much.
Sometimes he comes and
I'm a homebody.
But Mudbug and I, we do get out a little bit. We get out about here in the Conroe cut and shoot area. We don't like. We don't get crazy. We do go to some concerts, Jimmy.
Been to a few.
I was going to say you were going to go to.
I was going to go
birthday
to Jeff.
Bash, but you got distracted with something else. I don't remember what it is.
I don't know. We have something else going on, and my wife said,
"No, you can't go because you're going to be doing something else."
I think we're supposed to be on vacation
3 or 4 days or something.
But I think that may have changed.
I thought you were going somewhere where I thought it was you and then you and your two younger kids and Jordan and Sam are going, thing?
We're supposed to go on vacation, but my wife has accepted a new job.
Uh-oh.
And so now I think that has changed as well. So all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so.
I'm sorry, I just saw that on Facebook the other day.
Yeah,
well, I have not accepted a new job. I'm still at my same job.
Me too. I'm still at my same job.
Yep, Bug's still at his job. He only shows up about once a week, but I mean, he's still there.
Luckily, good Lord, he's raising those boys.
Luckily, he works for himself. That's my job. Yeah, luckily, he works those boys. For himself. Did you go save tax dollars last weekend? Didn't you? Did the kids start school today?
Was it tax weekend last weekend? I think.
They started yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, all our kids started.
All right, so I don't have kids at home, so I don't know. I just been working at the ranch, you know. Right, you know, I work at home or not at home. I work at my full-time 40 right. something
You're
hour
nine
a week
to five.
Job.
Yeah. At the plant that you work at.
And then I go home and I drink beer and I've been remodeling the back porch.
His bacon wall.
My bacon wall. Yeah, my wall of bacon. Folks.
I'm so busy. I sit over at the Knott Ranch.
Did you post pictures of the wall of bacon?
No, I have not.
Oh,
it's going to happen because I have a picture of
that. That's cool looking,
me,
though.
So, yeah, it's really awesome.
Makes me hungry.
It's a cedar wall, folks, and it looks so... But it's got like a black background with this... what do you call it? It's a urethaned cedar and...
call it the wall of bacon.
I showed the picture... to my boss at my regular work, and he looks at it and he goes, looks like bacon.
Ever since he told me that, all I see is bacon. I never even thought of that until he said it,
and now every time I see the wall, that's what I look at. He's like, it's like giant strips of bacon hanging on my wall. Like, so that's all I think about now. Yeah. So I sent pictures of it to the guys, and I told them, I said, something about the Knott Ranch and the wall of bacon. And
so make sure y'all go on. I'm going to post those pictures. Make sure y'all go on to Texas Radio 1 on Facebook, and you'll see the pictures.
The
I'll post them
tap
on there.
Is undergoing
Twisted Tap is going under
Twisted
remodel.
Tap at the Knott Ranch.
Yeah. And it's going to be awesome because I have now started on the bar side, the side where the bar is going to be.
Is that going to have bacon on it too?
Yes, it's going to have bacon on it too. If you're gonna have bacon,
small strips for the kids at the top. You know,
everything's better with bacon.
That's damn right.
They all know that.
So you come to the ranch. You're sitting on his back porch. You're gonna get hungry.
Oh, matter of fact, I'm eating bacon with my beer right now.
it's always breakfast time at the ranch.
It's always time for bacon.
That's why I say it's always breakfast time.
Everything's
for
real. Better with bacon.
Hey, should we have one of those shirts too?
Thanks to your boss.
See, bacon, beer, and Texas country music.
Thanks to your boss mentioning that. Now we're going to call it the bacon forever. Now.
Anybody want one of those?
Right.
Text bacon to 936-3331. What's another phone number? I forgot it already.
936-333-1843.
Don't forget, if you want to enter the Jeff Canada ticket giveaway for the birthday bash at Do-Si-Do's Big Barn on September 1st,
woo!
Text Happy Birthday Jeff to 936-333-1843.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Yeah. I'm not telling him happy birthday yet. It's not his birthday yet. But you can tell us to tell Jeff happy birthday for you. And if you win, then you can be there and you can tell him happy birthday. Right,
yeah. Show up there, shake his hand, and say happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Jeff.
Where were we?
Go and shake his hand. Say, I've heard you really suck.
That's what I should have done.
And he will agree with you.
It should have been Jeff Canada sucks. Text us, Jeff Canada sucks, and you can win.
I bet you anything when we go to that show. Not here's me wearing Jeff Canada Sucks t-shirt.
There's probably going to be quite a few people that will have the Jeff Canada Sucks shirt on.
And I'm going to try.
Jeff Canada will probably have a Jeff Canada Sucks shirt on.
I'm going to try and wear my redneck hat that night if my old lady will let me get out of the house with it.
Your redneck? You're going to break the redneck hat out?
I want to, but the old lady, she does not like that hat anymore.
Why?
She says I need a new one.
He went down.
Well,
the,
you do need a new one. That's the point.
He went down the river in that hat too
I
many times.
Hat, yeah,
and then sat on it in the truck.
You didn't even know. Did you know that a straw hat will rust?
What?
Yeah, evidently there's some kind of metal in the ends of it, and where
oh,
the hat
yeah,
band
the,
is.
The wire, yeah, the
yeah,
wire
it, it the rusts and it causes ugly stains. So. Yeah, so if you
know.
Sweat it in a lot,
he'll end up getting the rust ring around his head.
I know my hat that I passed down to to bug. I know that thing had been down the river a few times.
The old 50-gallon hat.
That 50-gallon hat.
That was it looked like hat. A barrel on y'all's head.
That sucker, man, that sucker was broke in. Broke in.
Looked like something old Yosemite Sam would have wore.
You know, I had that hat until 2005.
Yeah. Hmm. That was way too long.
I still had it until 2005. It burnt up in the building.
Because that hat, I wore that hat whenever I was a teenager.
Yeah, when the building burnt down in 2005.
Yeah.
And all my stuff was in it. That hat was in there as well.
Y'all darn.
So, but I had it until then.
Well, I saw a motorcycle going by.
I know it's like the same hat you
sound
wore.
Sounds like a Hurley.
You were a teenager when I was... Man, I lived out in... When we lived out here in Cut and Shoot when I was a little kid. And you were driving around in your truck and wrecking into the trees like we were just talking about.
Yeah.
That's when you had that hat back then.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
Long time ago.
Back when it wouldn't fit over his hair.
That was about right.
That's why he wore a hat that big, as his froze on his head. And his,
when the only hair thing bigger, pictures. The only thing bigger than Jimmy's hat was his hat. Fro. Yeah.
I have a picture.
His hair poofed out over the hat.
Of myself as me and my buddy Randy.
Mm-hmm.
And we are at Galveston. And it's a picture of me in that hat. And my hair. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was down. If my hair would have been straight, it would have been down past my shoulders. It was so long. But
yeah, it was more like Richard Simmons' hair.
It was more like, no, it wasn't that bad. It was Richard Simmons was curly. Mine was wiry.
Yeah, wiry.
Yeah.
It looked like a fro is what it looked like.
And my kids saw that and they went, who is that? I said, that's me. She goes, no.
The guy in the cowboy hat, who is that?
Yeah. You don't have that much hair. I said, I did back then.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Just remind me of a picture. Remind me of a picture just recently on Facebook because our cousin from up there in Missouri, Missouri, picture of you and Jeff in that picture was her and some friend
of hers. Had me and my buddy Holly Glasses.
And her best friend, yes, when you were sitting.
It was me and Jeff and Deb and Margaret.
Margaret, yeah.
Yep.
It's me again, Margaret.
Who I think she just passed here
year. I just know so. I think that was Deborah's best friend forever.
Yep, they were still for a long time.
They were still friends here.
Well, it was there was one picture there too. It was me and Jeff and Bobby, which is Margaret's brother, because he and I were buddies, and he was older than me. And then Margaret and Deb, and then he passed. So Bobby and Margaret, I think, have both passed. I know Bobby passed a few years ago. Anyway, there you go.
Anyway,
a little bit of history, Indiana history for you. Because they lived up in
Indiana history.
Indiana.
Half of the history moved to Missouri, and the other half moved to Texas. And Jimmy is wearing his big Texas shirt.
Half the history.
You can kiss my big Texas.
That's a great song. Love that song.
See, we're talking about music. We're talking about music.
Because he's going to cut a rug down in Cut and Shoot.
Cut and Shoot.
It's like we were talking about the jobs earlier, and about there's no song to go with this. And I was like, yeah, it was, because I remember when I was a kid. I say as a kid because when I started working at that place.
This job in.
And that was the song, because you used to always walk around in the parts house when we were working at. You used to go, you take this job and shove it.
I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. Better not try to stand in my way, because I'm going to walk in, out the door.
Yeah, be careful, Jim. We don't want to get another cease and desist.
Take this job and shit. I ain't working here no more.
So,
there you go. Thank you, Johnny Paycheck.
Yeah. Have we received one from, I forget his name already.
What?
The one that we used the intro for the Trace Beardo show?
No, man.
No?
Okay, no, good. I think he likes it.
I think he's okay with it.
He's okay with it.
Isn't it Brandon something?
It's
in your goatee right there.
It's Burton Flongadookin.
Right now I'm distracted by a moth that flew in my beard.
Freaking moth. The thing's the size of Mothra.
Mothra.
Speaking of movies.
Mothra.
The beard song you were talking
beard
about.
Beard song.
It's the beard song.
Demon Jones.
Demon Jones.
That's what I said. Demon Jones.
Demon.
Demon.
It's D-E-M-U-N.
He's a demon. Cool. I love that song.
He's a demon.
Demon Jones. Yeah.
And
I got Johnny Paycheck stuck in my head right now. I'm sorry.
Well, I've had that 8 miles of the gallon stuck in my head for a week now.
So. Speaking of 8 miles a gallon, I had a truck that got that.
My truck gets it when I'm pulling an RV.
Oh, I bet.
When I picked up Taylor's RV, moved it. Yeah, 8 miles to the gallon.
How about Boss Man got me hauling chickens? She got me hauling ass.
That's a good song, too.
That's a great song.
That Brett Cherokee, right?
Brett Cherokee, whatever. The boss got me hauling chickens. She got me hauling ass.
Yep. That's a good song.
Great song. Called Chickens.
And then the other one, I still like Blank Check.
Popo's coming.
Blank Check.
That's Tanner.
No. I forget who's that song.
Gosh dang it. Blank Check. I started to say Tanner Usery, but that's not it. It's
I forget right now. Sorry, dude. It's been out for a couple months now. A
few minutes.
But it's like one of my faves.
It's a great song, Blank Check.
We've already talked about some of the other new stuff. What have we got? We talked about disco
About Honky Tonk Disco State of Mind last week.
Yep. And then... Did we talk? Well, we talked about Roland. We talked about Long Ride in a Short Bus. Sorry. Long Ride in a Short Bus. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, that was Cody Hibbard.
Yep, Cody Hibbard.
I rode the Short Bus before.
Cody Hibbard and Aaron Watson, folks.
Yeah, that's a good song,
that's
man.
That's good stuff.
I haven't had a chance
to listen to all the new stuff, so I really don't have a whole lot to talk about music-wise.
I didn't listen to it. I only watched one movie.
I've been doing all this remodeling. I haven't had time to listen to nothing.
I haven't listened to all of them all the way through. I kind of listen. Most of them, like this past week, I haven't had a chance to listen to them all the way through. But I try to.
Yeah, it's like when you got a full time job.
And you got 40 freaking songs, brand new songs, you know. And I still have some in the inbox, not that I haven't touched yet.
Oh yeah.
There's way too much. I don't doubt it.
I don't doubt it.
That's a good thing. I mean, it's good music coming out.
It's nice that the artists are still thinking about us, or at least their radio promoters are. And we can still provide up-to-date music for our listeners.
Correctamundo.
All those people who do listen to Texas Radio 1 at texasradio1.com. Correct. For all you MIA listeners.
Yes.
Who stumbled across us by accident and somehow continue to listen, or for some reason continue to listen. Because sometimes we are funny.
Sometimes.
Well, supposedly. Somebody told me that once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was. I think they lied.
They might have.
I don't know.
I think mostly the title of the podcast makes them laugh. So.
Yeah.
Every time we say music, idiots, and alcohol. MIA, music, idiots, and alcohol. They love it.
They want
it. That's so funny. It's such a great name. So funny. I can't believe these three guys ended up with it.
Sound like our Trace Beardo's in the okayest radio show in the world.
Yes, right. Yeah. What else we got? We got anything else?
No. I think I'm done.
I think we'll be a little better next week.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know where we're going to be next week, because this week we're at the Brand.
The Brand.
We've been bouncing around.
Great place.
We just started bouncing around from location to location.
And we're talking about...
Because the Night Ranch is under construction.
Yeah.
And so we were at the table last week.
Correct.
We're at the Brand tonight.
Yep.
Right now. And we don't know where we're going to be next week.
No clue.
But we'll figure it out.
Wherever
we'll
Bug books us.
Yeah. Is it Bug's turn?
It's Bug's turn to book
Bug's
us
turn
now.
To book.
So I booked the first one. You booked the second one. Now it's Bug's turn to
Bug's
book
turn
the next
to
one.
Decide where
oh
we're
my
playing
goodness,
next.
We
so
you already
so you
booked,
better get
you already,
on it, Mister.
You already booked the place that I like.
Because we're going.
We're at
we
it right
have,
now.
We got to have it. Yeah.
So we'll be back next week, no matter what.
Yeah. So but anyway, you need to get your butts. If you haven't been to the Brand, you need to get your butts out here. Mm-hmm. It's a great little place. It's not little. The place is huge. It looks little from the outside.
It appears little when you pull up in front, but
the place is freaking huge. It's a nice place. Mario and Angela and Chloe, great people, very nice people.
Back when you get here, yep. Walk in the door and go, "Hey, is Mario here? Is Angela here? And is Cleo here? Or
Chloe?
Chloe here? Not Cleo.
Cleo.
Well, I don't know where that came from.
Just came out.
More than likely, Chloe usually
came out of that donkey's ass. That's over
that
there.
That donkey butt.
Yeah.
So Chloe, Angela, Mario.
Correct.
And if they're here, say hi. Tell them the guys from MIA, Music Idiots and Alcohol, sent you.
Right.
And tell them how much you love the place and buy as much alcohol as you want.
And lie to them and tell them that you love our podcast.
That's right. And tell them you love Texas Radio 1 because that's where we come from anyway. Yeah, so we play the best country in Texas. So
we expect you to lie your ass off and tell them that you love us.
That's right. Lie to them. It's true. You know you love
and
us anyway.
And so, yeah, speaking of, and if you want your chance to win the two tickets to Jeff Canada's birthday show on September the 1st, you've got to text 936-333-1843. And what do they have to text not?
Happy birthday, Jeff.
There you go.
Happy birthday, Jeff, to 936-333-1843. Better do it now. There's only a probably less than, I don't even know what today is, less than 2 weeks we'll be doing a drawing to find out who's going with us.
Well, this episode will air on the today's.
When you hear it right now.
When this episode is airing.
It'll either be Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
It airs on Tuesday.
So,
airs on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm it already in the wrong show.
Tuesday,
sorry.
When we record on Thursdays, it airs on Tuesday.
So, if you're listening to it right now, check and see if it's Tuesday.
Right.
It may have been released
after the first. You know that you missed a damn show.
That's right.
I don't know.
If we haven't called you,
text us then.
This episode's gonna air.
If you're listening to this and it's September 3rd,
you missed it.
And it's Tuesday on September 3rd of 2024, you're too late.
Yeah. Do not text us.
You did not win.
You can text us, but the show already happened.
Yeah, you can text us and say, hey, I love your show. Happy birthday, Jeff.
You know what? I wonder, like in 10 years, somebody's listening to this podcast texted, happy birthday,
Jeff. Happy
birthday,
Jeff.
Yeah, on January the 2nd. They text happy birthday,
2035.
Like, Jeff, we're still getting text messages.
Well, size you bad. So we did it twice because I did it earlier on when we were recording for Trace Beardo's talking about a show. I was like, be ready on this show. I was like, oh, wait, this show just happened. Show when this airs, the show already happened. So
I totally forgot what show we were recording over. We got too much stuff going on, folks. Maybe that's why we.
Well, you know, we used to have more, but we dropped one of them.
Oh, yeah. We had to. We were too busy.
It's crazy. Couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, it was bad when our part-time fun turned into a full-time gig.
Hey, but speaking of that, that's one of the artists that will be there with Jeff Canada.
Yep, Mr. Caleb.
Mr. Caleb Belcher.
Our buddy Caleb.
That we did Storytelling Tuesday with every Tuesday at Pacific Yard House.
For about a year.
For a year, actually.
Yeah,
so those are kind of cool stuff. So if you want some nostalgia, you can go back and start listening to
Storytelling Tuesday.
Storytelling Tuesday. There's a year worth of those, and
there's 40 something episodes of it. 46. The only weeks that we weren't there is whenever it was holidays or
snow days
or something was happening.
Yeah, snow days, vacation days.
And then you've got all the freaking
Bug with all his vacation.
And you got 22. This will be 23 episodes of the MIA podcast. This will be episode number 23.
Yeah, I think this one's going to be titled "Not So Funny." Or something like that. Not so funny.
Not so funny. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Comma. He's so funny.
Yeah, so funny.
That's terrible.
It's going to be titled Happy Birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey. It's not your birthday.
So yet, now we already know the name of this episode. It's going to be Happy
you
Birthday.
Say it's I don't know birthday. What it's It's my birthday Tuesday.
It's gonna be called cease and desist. Is what it's gonna be called.
Yeah.
Stop. Like, I don't know how much.
Notice to Jimmy. Stop singing all of our songs.
I don't know how much more mail we can get.
Well, there are three males here.
Yeah. Well,
that's a lot of mail.
Oh my God. Yes. But
just saying.
Yeah. As long as they're not from lawyers, we're good. I guess.
Right. Yeah, I get enough of those already.
Oh, you get another traffic ticket?
No, I haven't had a traffic ticket in forever.
Oh, yeah.
That's your area.
Yeah, I know. I haven't had a ticket in like almost 7 years.
God dang.
Yeah, but evidently I can't renew my driver's license because there's still one out there somewhere
that I
have to pay. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
They said it's from 2013, and I'm like...
And they hadn't dropped off yet?
No. This is... I don't think that's how traffic tickets work, bro.
I've had them drop off.
What do you call that?
Statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations. Like, I think the statute of limitations has expired. Even my credit scores went up since then, folks.
I know, right? Why are you holding this against me? That was 2013.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I went to jail for one that was from...
what, 20 years old?
Yeah,
or something,
20 freaking right? years old yeah. one time.
Oh, man. Anyway, so I'm not Johnny Cash.
Yep. I'm Jimmy.
It's Jimmy.
Not Mudbug.
And this is MIA. We are Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is it time for us to wrap this
We're
up?
Done.
Okay.
I'm done.
I think we've been done. But so it's time for us to say goodbye. And we're going to drink some more beer. And then we're going to go home and go to bed.
You're going to drink some more beer. I have a long drive.
So sorry, Jimmy.
Deep South.
Yeah. So, Music It Is and Alcohol. We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
See y'all later.
This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit TexasRadio1.com.